If Minnesota can elect a former wrestler as state governor and California a movie star action hero, then why can't a country music singer find similar political success in Texas? Entertainer Kinky Friedman hopes to follow in the footsteps of Jesse Ventura and Arnold Schwarzenegger and win his state's highest elective office in next year's election. And while he's earned a reputation for irreverent humor over the years, the independent candidate has a lot of serious ideas about how and why he wants to change things in Texas.
From a cheap hotel in Dallas, on a cold December day, a telegram was traveling on its way.
You could say Kinky Friedman brings two solid bases of voter support to his campaign for governor. The first is the cult following he started building in the 1970s as a self-styled Texas Jewish country singer. More recently, he's won yet another group of fans as a mystery writer, penning novels about an amateur detective named Kinky Friedman, who's been transplanted from Texas to New York. But he's just published what he says will be the last book in the series, 10 Little New Yorkers, and he believes literature's loss will be politics' gain.
This is the 17th mystery, I believe, far more than I ever thought I would write, and having to come up with a corpse in the library and the usual suspect gets very tedious. And I think the last governor's race irritated me. The two candidates spent over $100 million just for negative campaign ads and stuff for a job that only pays $100,000. The Democrats came up with a good idea, the Republicans killed it. The Republicans came up with a good idea, the Democrats shot it down. And I think running as an independent will be a very unusual thing to do since it hasn't been done since 1859 when Sam Houston ran as an independent. It's a long time between dreams.
If Sam Houston dreamed of freeing Texas from Mexican rule, Kinky Friedman's dreams are about moving his state in a new direction.
Texas is first in executions and 49th in funding public education. And we're in a race for the bottom with Mississippi, and we're winning. So I just think I can do better.
You're very serious about this.
Yeah, I'm serious. Humor is the weapon that I use to attack the windmill of politics as usual. And that's a windmill that I'm going to knock down.
While traveling through the Lone Star State, I lost my lunch before I ate. It happened in a Bullet Head Cafe.
Kinky Friedman is no stranger to social causes. He once served as a Peace Corps volunteer, and he now runs an animal rescue ranch. His songs often deal with prejudice and narrow-mindedness, and they've been called as thought-provoking as they are outrageous.
We reserve the right to refuse service to you.
Like any good politician, or unpolitician as he prefers to be called, Kinky Friedman has a campaign website, hats and t-shirts for sale, and a platform with something to appeal to liberals and conservatives alike. While he's Jewish by birth, he says he's Judeo-Christian in spirit, and he's all for prayer in public schools.
I think there's nothing wrong with a kid believing in something. I'm embarrassed that people are going around embarrassed to say Merry Christmas. Especially to me, they say, Merry Christmas, Kinky. Oh, my God, I'm sorry. I didn't realize you're Jewish. I shouldn't have said Merry Christmas. Ridiculous.
And while he says he's not against the death penalty, he believes it's handed out too freely in Texas.
All we have is eject or inject. We don't have life without the possibility of parole. And some innocent people, one of them, Max Sofar, who has been on death row 23 years, is now getting a new trial. Now, it's a crime enough to railroad somebody to death row, but it's really a crime to let him rot there for 23 years in solitary when you know there's no evidence against him.
Kinky Friedman needs to get 50,000 signatures in a petition drive to qualify for the 2006 governor's race. He says public response has been great so far. He's even getting help from another famous Texas country singer,
Willie Nelson, who's my energy advisor, and he is promoting biodiesel, which is going to be a very, very big thing. It's vegetable oil. It's 80 cents cheaper per gallon than regular gas. And in 10 years, gas will be a dollar a drop. I think Texans are literally drooling for something new. Arnold Schwarzenegger said he's going to get rid of the career politicians in California, and he did. And I want to do the same thing in Texas. And after that, I want to get rid of the Californians in Texas.
So he's the kind of politician you can identify with.
Oh, absolutely. I think everybody in Texas does. I think we all see that in this day and age, a politician that's been around forever is a bad thing, and a musician would be better. I only have two political connections, and you may know who they are. I'm the only man, I believe, who slept at the White House under two presidents, Bill Clinton and George W.
Both are fans?
Yeah, and beyond that, I have no other political ties, and I don't want any. I want to find that place that's above politics and take us there. And then besides, I need the closet space.
And I'd ride your silver eagle to the last town on the line.
More clues about why Kinky Friedman wants to move into that spacious governor's mansion in Austin can be found in the plot of his final mystery, 10 Little New Yorkers. His hero is tired of the big city, ready to get back to his Texas roots and start a new chapter in life. As for his prospects of doing that, Kinky Friedman says Texans love a rebel and an underdog, and he's convinced he'll surprise everyone next year. This is Nancy Beardsley.
From the gentle Texas sunshine to the Colorado snow, ain't no one here to hold you, boy. When the good Lord lets you go.